This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
And each week we visit a local brewery and test out a flight of beer. And today we are with owner Caitlin McCall with McCall Collective Brewing at their new building in Briningsville. So Caitlin, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
It turns out that you are the only, in the Lehigh Valley, you are the only woman who owns a brewery.
Yes. There are a few females that are also part owners of their breweries as well. But yeah, I am 100% owner of McCall Collective Brewing. So we're the first fully female-owned brewery.
So the first time I met Caitlin, I told her, I made my pronouncement that I hate IPAs. So today I'm going to try to open my palate a little bit more and step into the IPA world with McCall's liquid label, the Sabro Session. What's the difference between an IPA and a Session IPA?
So it's still an IPA. The difference is with a Session, you're going to have a lower ABV on it, and that's the way it's brewed. So this liquid label is only, I want to say, a 4.5, and you'll still get a lot of body out of it. It's not going to lack flavor, even though it has less ABV.
Let's see how my palate takes to this IPA. This is not as offensive to my taste buds as IPAs usually are, but I am tasting that, again, that coconut.
You get all that tropical fruit and coconut flavor just from the hops in it.
And continuing with the theme of a session beer and also trying things outside of your wheelhouse, I'm going for a session stout. This is McCall's Constitution Drive, which kind of has a spooky backstory. What should I expect when I dig into the Constitution Drive?
So what's awesome, again, about this session beer is you're not going to lack any body. You're not going to lack any flavor. It's going to feel like that's a 9% beer. But what's great is you can drink a whole one and still feel okay afterwards.
I'm not getting hit with the wave of maltiness that I was expecting, but I am getting a really nice, like, peanut buttery nuttiness right on the top. And that's followed out by this kind of bitter coffee flavor that I'm really enjoying because I'm not much of a dark beer person normally, but this is really tasty. The Constitution Drive Session Stout.
My next flight is the Potato on a String. This is a red Irish ale, a little bit higher in alcohol content than the Session IPA that I just had. Ooh, this is interesting. I smell some coffee in here.
You'll get a little bit of that because of the amber ale style.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coffee in it, but
it does have that smell to it. Not potently or over the top, but I can definitely smell something in there. I really like this.
This beer is a craft, way better tasting, like Killian's Irish Red type style. This is kind of our craft take on it.
And it's a wonderful take at that. This is the Potato on a String.
Coming up next, of course, I had to have an IPA while I was here. This is a New England IPA, the Wild Wooder. It's made with Galaxy and Mosaic hops, some of my favorite, super fruity. What should we expect from the Wild Wooder?
Just like you said, super fruity. I get a little bit of a spice from my Galaxy hops. It's a fan favorite for sure.
But giving it a taste, it's not bitter. It is a super drinkable IPA, and I'm getting that really wonderful fruity kind of stone fruit kind of quality to it. It's super smooth, super drinkable. I can tell why you make it in the summertime.
Caitlin McCall, thank you so much for having us again at McCall Collective Brewing. This time we are at the Tap House in Briningsville. Don't forget that Caitlin is the only female owner of a brewery here in the Lehigh Valley. I would hope that would change. But we are glad that you are here and that McCall Collective Brewing is here as well.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here. We're going to be celebrating our second anniversary coming up at the end of August. So it's been a great 2 years.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.